to eliminate precious jobs.
Yeah, but union leaders can't get people to hit the bricks all that easily. They can lose their power very readily if the members just say, no, this is not a reason for a strike and we won't go out. That's a political reality that surely those leaders live with every day.
The saddest part of it is, I speak to thousands of workers, and I've heard all of the horror stories. It is very seldom that the majority of them wish to go out on strike. Most of them want to work. Being forced out onto a picket line is actually taking that person's right away from them.
All right,
if they wish to work, let them work.
That's your view, and we'll certainly get views from some of our listeners. 922-6102, call area code 416, get your operator to do this for you, and you'll get through to us with your views and your questions. If you're in the Toronto area, though, and it's not a long-distance call, it's 925-5822. Our next caller, where are you calling from, please?
London, Ontario.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I support the idea of open shops. I don't think it will lead to the inevitable crumbling of unions. If it does, though, therefore the unions mustn't be serving its purpose for the members or are not adequate in what they're supposed to be doing. And I have to say that it's up to individuals to negotiate their contracts. It's not up to a collective group to negotiate contracts, even though some people may be worth more than others. That's the idea of individual negotiation, that some people are worth more, and that unions deny this right to people who are better than others, and hence...
No union contract says that. Management can always pay more than the scale that's been negotiated. Management can always do that.
Well, wait a sec. If I'm more productive than the guy down the line on me, I don't get paid more than he does. I get paid the same amount.
But what they do is come up with a scale. That doesn't say that management can't give people recognition over and above the minimum scale negotiated.
Well, how often does that happen?
Well, yeah, but you can't blame the union for that, surely, can you?
Well, sure. They're supposed to be my representative.
All right. Let's move on to another caller, and thank you for your call.